Yo, here we go again. We are back. And today, I know I've hinted about the Christmas classics, but I think it's going to be next episode. I thought he tricked you out. He's going to do it. Nah, I can't do it yet. I think it's going to be 5 movies. You know, Home Alone 1 and 2. Gremlins. And then I think Jingle All the Way. That's like a classic, right? And then the Rankin Bass. Why couldn't I say that? Rankin Bass classics. And those are really like, there's multiples of those that I consider like those are classics. Like I grew up watching those all the time. So I think it's going to be next episode, but hopefully that's dropping tomorrow. And with that being said, today we doing There's Something in the Barn. So it was it was kind of funny. I'm not going to go on, you know, and do the play-by-play like I did with the Batman movie, you know. I did almost a play-by-play the whole movie. But I am going to hit, you know, what I saw as like some key moments, some funny moments, you know, kind of things like that. It was, it's kind of weird. There's a guy in the movie that I was like, oh, I kind of like that guy. He's like, oh, my name is Toog. And they had this like weird, like, ooh, am I Canadian? Like, my Canadian accent is terrible. A boot. That's what they say, right? It's about a boot time or something. I don't know. You know, I'm not good at that. But they was in Norway, and this guy that I was like, oh, he's a pretty cool character. And I didn't know his name at first. And then whenever it showed him later on, and he was just like by himself, like, I was like, wow, that's a weird Christmas tradition, man. Like, he just cranks up the music box and drinks some whiskey sitting by the fire. Like, I don't know, man. It didn't, he like, seemed like he had like some weird, I don't know. Like that, I don't know why that made me feel like weird about that dude at that point, but you know, maybe it shouldn't have. I don't know, but it was definitely where I was like, oh, that's a weird tradition you have, my friend. Like, not trying to hate, but you know, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't think that that's weird, but I don't know. Also, it was crazy that there was, okay, it was like Christmas gnomes in the barn. That's what was in the barn. There's something in the barn. It's gnomes, elves, or whatever. Well, it's just angry midgets is what it was like. I was like, this is angry old midgets, like, they had, like, teeth. Like, it seemed like they had magical powers at first, but then that they didn't. Like, there was nothing magical about them. They were just angry and, like, messing up these people's house. I was like, what the hell? Like, I was like, this is just craziness. Like, you know? So, and they killed a cop. That's the other thing, is there was only, like, a couple people that died in the movie. I think it was only, like, 2 or 3 people that died, max. Like, I don't... Let's see, there was dude that came by dressed like Santa Claus. And the one of the gnomes smacked the wall of the barn or something with a sledgehammer, and it made an icicle fall and hit him in the mouth and kill him. And they strung him up by his neck, hung him up, and then oh, but I guess they did kill a bunch of midgets. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. So the gnomes, they die a lot because, you know, I guess that's, you don't feel bad for them because you're like, oh, they're angry and they got sharp teeth and they're crazy. And there's like one old one with like a longer beard. It's like the one with the longest beard leads them all. Cause he was the one with the longest beard and he was like the angriest one. And then whenever he got like, okay, when there was one time, there's a part where they got a gun. And so the one that got the gun, it shot another gnome and then like looked at the gun himself and was like, what? And then shot himself. And see, so bullets killed him. So it's like, what? Like, what's magical about these things? Like, this is weird. So, the lead one, he got the gun and he actually knew how to use the gun, you know? And, but yeah, it was very weird that I was like, oh, I guess they're magical or something. Cause they seemed mystic because of, but at the same time, I mean, maybe they just did that, like, because it was just chores that the dad was like, oh, I need to do this. And he's never done anything like that before, really, you know. And he was like, I'm going to go shovel the driveway. And then he went out and the driveway had been shoveled because the sun had been going out to the barn and chilling with this elf dude, giving him cookies and shit. And, like, putting his hand up to his shoulder, being like, you know, we're friends, you know. Not to the elf shoulder, like, you know, like his hand over his heart type of gesture, look, you know. And then, so the elf was cool with him at first, you know. Cause that dude Toag, he had told him, you know, oh yeah, you be good to the barn elf and he'll give you good stuff. He'll, you know, but if you're bad, he'll be pissed off and he'll try everything to get you to go away. And so he was like, oh, you know, and then he saw the barn elf. So he was like, yo, what he said was the truth. And so he was giving him cookies and, like, stuff like that. And then the dad, oh my God, why did I do that? That was a terrible thing to do in the middle of while I'm, oh, I'm very sorry, people. Oh my God, that shit hit me out of, like, nowhere. I'm sorry. But let me get back to that. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. For real. That threw off my train of thought. But anyways, let's get back to it. You know, he's been giving him cookies and he was doing cool shit with that elf. And the elf was doing tasks like shoveling the driveway and chopping the firewood. And then the dad had to go and light up the fucking place that with a fucking Santa Claus inflatable. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas. Oh. And so the elf was like pissed off at that shit because they don't like artificial light and they don't like loud noises. And so that pissed him off with the, you know, with the Christmas stuff, and so he tore it all apart. And then they pissed it off again, like even more, by having a party in the barn. And then after that, they pissed it off because he was like, I'm trying to make, you know, amends for fucking pissing him off. How do I do that? And then Toog was like, well, if it's real and you really have pissed him off, you know, you got to give him some porridge. And then his dad eats all the porridge. And he's like, yo, that was for the house elf. And he was like, well, tell him it was delicious, huh? Because I made some nasty-ass fish that nobody wanted to eat. Not even myself. So, yeah. So then it pissed... So he left that fish out there for that elf and it pissed him off. And then when it pissed him off, that's whenever he killed that one dude. And after he killed him, the dad was trying to leave and they hit him with the car and everything. And then a whole gang of elves came out the barn and attacked them. And chaos ensued. But it was pretty fun. Like I said, it wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't a movie that I'd be like, oh, that's, you know, definitely something I love that movie more than anything or anything like that. But it was all right, you know. It was a fun movie. It didn't seem like it's anything. I guess there's some blood and stuff. Maybe if I'd give it if your kids are like 14 or kind of mature. Maybe that's the type of level that it could be at. I don't really think it's something, you know. I don't know. Maybe if you have, if it's just, because it's just like little gnomes. That's the, they don't have any magic powers or anything like that. They get drunk. They still like, or they break into the wine cabinet or liquor cabinet or whatever, and they drink all of it, and they're sitting there hammered and just doing stupid stuff. So, I mean, it's not anything that I guess, I don't know. I don't even know what it was rated, but, you know, if it's like, I could see it being rated PG-13. I could see it easily being a PG-13 movie. There's some blood and stuff like that, but it's, you know, well, I guess that's the thing that I guess makes movies R-rated, I guess, is the blood and stuff. So if it's just, you know, I guess it's how you feel about blood. Is what it comes down to. I guess, because there's scenes where, you know, the cop gets ran over by the snowmobile, and she just is sprayed out the back of it, you know? I don't know if that's possible, but that's what happens to her. She's just sprayed out of the back, and it's not like, it's just red that sprays out the back, and she's, you know, she got hit, and then it sprays out red, so it's like, ooh, that's nasty. But, yeah, I think that's the only two deaths. It's the icicle and the cop. And that's, yeah. You think Toog's gonna get killed, and he gets shot. But he gets shot in the shoulder and he just like spins around into the snow. He's like, oh, and then he gets up and he's like trying to make peace with the barn elves. He's trying to make peace with them. And, yeah, they, the family though, they was not having peace. They messed them things up. They blew up the barn with all of them in it. And the one little barn elf, like, he helped them. And I was like, That's weird. Why would he... Like, I know you're cool with that kid, but just because that kid gave you some cookies sometimes, like... Dude. And then he was like, can you live with us? And his stepmom was like, honey, if he came to live with us, we'd just piss him off again. You know, I guess that was supposed to be a funny line and everything. And I was like, yeah, it'd be the same fucking thing that you're going through right fucking now. Like, did you not learn your lesson? I don't know. But also, I was like, he's a person. Like, he's a little person. That's it. Like, and so he went to go live in a little village that had no, like, I was like, he's just like a little Amish person. He doesn't like light and loud noises. Like, I don't like artificial light and I don't like loud noises. I like to keep to myself, and this is my wife, and this is my son, Zachariah, and Jebediah. And, you know, like, that's what it seemed like to me, is they're just like some Amish elves that talk like, I don't know how they were breeding, because they're all dudes, but, you know... That's beside the point. Yeah. I was just like, I don't know. I thought they were supposed to be magical. So, I don't know. Maybe I... Because, like, okay, at one point, like, he, like, kind of scares it, and it makes, like, a twinkling noise, and then the elf is gone. And so, like... But then later on, they're just bashing shit and everything and getting into shit almost like they're supposed to be like gremlins from the Gremlins movies, but just Norwegian style, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, it was a fun movie. It's not, you know, it is what it is. Don't go in thinking it's gonna be like the greatest movie you've ever seen, or even like a really holiday classic, but you know, it's a fun little movie for the holidays with your kids, you know, especially if you're tired of watching, you know, the same old movies. You know, you can watch that, and it's, you know, something new, something different, or, you know, kind of. So, you know, with that being said, it, you know, I guess I'd give it, let's see, you do it, you want to do a 10 step, 10 or 5 stars? Let's see, I'll go with 10 stars, and out of the 10 stars, we'll give it a 5, so it's a pretty even movie. Then, well, I guess we'd have to rate the other ones that we did too, huh? So Krampus, I give Krampus about a, I don't know, I enjoyed Krampus though, you know? So I'd give Krampus like a 7. Because, I don't know, at the end I was like, oh, are they all like locked in the snow globe? Oh, they're locked in the snow globe in his collection. They gotta relive this day all the time. Or, you know, like, they're trapped in his world, you know, kind of thing. I was like, no. But I know some people have said, you know, he's, you know, just watching over them so they don't forget. And then Merry Little Batman, I'd give that an 8, because I like Batman. So, you know, it is what it is. I like some Batman. But like I said, Batman and Christmas, they go hand in hand. I don't know why. Can anybody tell me why that is? But anyways, and I guess we'll rate the classics when we get to them in the next episode, which should be coming out tomorrow. So stay tuned, like, comment, and subscribe, and we will be back tomorrow for another Christmas episode in our I don't know how many days of Christmas marathon. Yay, yay. Peace.